But Thomas doesn't just stop at 3 feet. He goes all the way down to 2 feet 9 inches. So how does he go from lane driving limbo to swishing over a 7-footer? Data from our motion tracking system reveals that he drops his center of mass to about 1.5 feet. That's a height about 13 inches lower than a typical fire hydrant. This allows him to stay balanced as he goes into attack mode. Even with only 2 feet of separation, Thomas's 70-degree launch angle on his floater means a defender would have to reach 13.5 feet in the air to block the shot. That's higher than the highest Matt's touch on record, set right here in the lab by Dwight Howard.
It makes me realize how short I really am.
Now, the launch angle on his floater doesn't just help Thomas shoot over taller defenders. Compared to a flatter 45-degree shot, this sharp angle increases the area of the hoop the ball can pass through by about 33%. For ESPN Sports Science, I'm John Brinks.